One survey ranks him as the 24th richest man in Britain and lives a life of true luxury in the Jersey tax haven of St Helier. His wealth wasn't inherited or won, he earned it. And like most self-made men, he was born with a knack, an intuitive ability to spot an opportunity and prosper from it. Blackburn in 1945 may have seemed a barren place from which to launch an empire. For a town which once boasted 200 mills and was a founding member of the Cotton Club, this was now a community scarred by war. But there were cars, and the early days of urban motoring provided a steady stream of accident-damaged vehicles for the backstreet garage run by Jack Walker and his father. The business was moderately successful, but it would never do much more than pay the rent.
We had a sheet metal business, which was employing about four people plus myself. And we weren't really getting anywhere with a turnover of £6,000 a year. And opportunities came along to develop the business.
Her Majesty saw that not all Lancashire's eggs are in the basket of cotton.
When the Queen visited Blackburn in 1955 to open an electronic components factory, Britain, like the rest of Western Europe, was in the middle of a rapid industrial expansion, and Jack Walker spotted his moment. There was a scarcity of steel to build the modern new plants. With his brother, Fred, he set up a stockholding company, and the formula was devastatingly simple. Buy the steel, hold it till the price goes up, sell it and charge a commission. Success produced a 1 million square foot warehouse at Guide, so vast that workers would cycle from one section to another.
It was probably the best specialised steels company in Britain, if not Europe. And he got that way by employing very good people, the best that he could find, investing in the best equipment, and getting a competitive advantage by being better than other people.
But the man who'd spotted the demand for steel in post-war Britain had the foresight to recognise when the market had peaked. In 1989, just before steel production slumped, Jack Walker struck a £330 million deal with British Steel, the biggest private company sale in Britain. Walker had his millions. He may have bought the most expensive farmhouse in St Helier, but his roots were buried deep in Lancashire, and so was his dream, to revitalise the club and terraces that were part of his heritage.
I would have been about 15 when I started getting onto the into the Rovers, and my memories of this ground being packed and always seemed a lot of excitement.
But the good days were long gone, and by the 80s, Rovers were treading water in Division 2. With average gates down to 7,000, what Blackburn needed more than memories was money. The man who wasn't the owner, wasn't the chairman, and wasn't even a director, began to put his own funds into the club. Slowly at first, just enough to attract some headline players, like Ozzy Ardiles, the star of Argentina's 1978 World Cup winning team, and Steve Archibald, lured away from Barcelona to make 20 appearances for Rovers. And it was Walker's money behind the failed, and some argued, the embarrassing bid to tempt Gary Lineker away from Spurs for £2 million.
I've always loved Blackburn and Blackburn Rovers, and I could see them going very fast into the third division. And to get back from the third division, you know, can take a long time. Money doesn't come into it. Once you're down there, you can't get the players and you can't get the atmosphere. And that's really decided I had to do something, and that's what I did it for.
But as Rovers entered their 92nd year in the league, survival was the name of their game. They missed the drop into the obscurity of the third division by just 4 points, and the new season held little promise of a change in fortune.
It'll cost £12 million and the work could be finished in 20 months. It's a scheme that Blackburn Rovers hope will herald a new era at Ewood.
Ewood Park was changing rapidly. A massive redevelopment was taking place, and the team that Jack built would soon have a stadium that Jack built and a home fit for their talents.
He cut the ribbon on the rebuilt Ewood Park. Walker has ploughed millions into Blackburn, and they've got a lot to show for it too. Not only are they the champions, but they now have a magnificent stadium as well.
Congratulations. What kind of emotions are going through you at the moment?
Well, when Liverpool scored the second goal, my heart stopped. I couldn't just believe what was happening. And then the reporters behind us quickly told us what had happened at West Ham, and it's a miracle.
It's a dream come true, really, for you, isn't it?
It really is. And I thought the Liverpool supporters were absolutely terrific with their support too, you know? The atmosphere and everything, fantastic.
Did you feel that this could happen a few years ago when you got involved with Blackburn Rovers?
Well, the answer is yes. We were intending to win it next year, so we'll have to do it again. Because we didn't plan to win it this year.
How much did you enjoy taking the trophy across to the fans?
Well, I enjoyed taking it across, but it certainly weighed a ton. I don't know if she would have made some silver, that one.
1,000 different emotions going through it. Lift that trophy up and just let's see it, Jack. Well done.
You're well.
Well done.
There he is.
Good stuff.